quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, folks, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203. We're heard all the apps. I love TuneIn. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio station including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, joined by Art Source, 128 years of age, the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini. Laura's off, bit of a cold, and of course we'll be joined by Jeff Fellinger, who knows as much about sports media and sports broadcast and sports business as anybody. He teaches at USC, and of course we'll play a little bit of Barron Sports Trivia. What's happening? Where baseball starts next week, and of course, Wednesday, the Giants home to the New York Yankees. That's the good news. Baseball is back, and that's my favorite time of the year, obviously. And Dodgers will still win more than 100 games, barring the number of injuries that they had last year. Let's see. The Yankees are now worth $9.4 billion. Dodgers a mere $9 billion. The Red Sox in the third slot. The Giants in the fourth. A little bit surprised about San Francisco being that high, but I guess that is the case. That's what's happening so far in baseball. Also in baseball, you know, journalists try to be the first with stories. So this week, an Athletic writer wrote for The Athletic wrote a little piece on Johan Rojas of the Philadelphia Phillies, who's been suspended now for half the season because of drugs, and except that he mentioned Miguel Rojas of the Dodgers instead of Johan Rojas of the Phillies. So Miguel apparently woke up on Tuesday and he thought he was suspended, even though he certainly didn't take drugs. The whole world's going crazy, folks. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And the NBA, not my favorite sport at this point in time. They're going to add two teams next 3 or 4 years, including a new team, an old team back in Seattle. They were there before, of course, with the Sonics, and a new team in Las Vegas. And they want between $7.1 and $10 billion. Good luck with that. Too many outside shots, too much load management, too much this, too much that. But the bottom line is you get $7.1 billion to $10 billion for an NBA team. I want to meet that guy. All right, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more right after this.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini, 128-year-old Art Source. Laura's off with a sore throat. And you can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Baseball starts next week, as I open the show with Art. There's a company, Poly Market, who's paying Major League Baseball $300 million a year for the league to advertise the Poly Market. What Poly Market is a gambling source. Let me explain. The state of Utah still does not legalize gambling. However, if you're in the state of Utah and you deal with Poly Market, you apparently can wager on sports. Now, with baseball having the Class A thing in Cleveland, another notoriety is a situation of gambling, this and that. It's money, money, and more money. And what's the term we always use here on the show?
Starts with a G and ends with a D. Greed. There it is.
Well, explain how they can take $300 million a year from Poly Market and tell the players not to gamble.
Well, you're going to have to ask the attorney general from 8 different states, including Arizona, that just filed suit against Poly Market and Kalshi, because it's a betting service. I mean, you know, you can talk about probability, statistical probability. It's no different than, you know, playing the stock market or betting on the March Madness games. You know, at a certain point in time, Fred, states like California that are in a position right now where they have some budget problems, they have to look at opening things up. I mean, it's 33 states and running now that allow some sort of form of gambling. So this is what it comes down to. And, you know, I think it's just another way to slice the onion. I don't think they're any different from BetMGM or Caesars Palace or DraftKings or FanDuel or any of those other people.
Mark, I know you're a religious guy. I don't think you gamble. Your comments about the Major League World picking up $300 million a year from Poly Market.
Well, the first thing I think of Pete Rose, God rest his soul up there. I mean, here a guy was banned from baseball.
Up there,
yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah. We believe. But God does forgive everybody. I kind of look at it like, you know, here's a guy that was banned from the sport. And then we bring, you know, outside entities into the...
They're doing what they're doing all the time now.
Yeah. And we have no problem with it. And, you know, it's funny when you talk to some of these ex
guys. Well, if you're the closer of the Indians, you might have a problem with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you start the thing, and then you try to put a lid on it. And then after the horse is out of the barn, we're shutting the gate. So,
yeah.
I think it's one of those things like we were talking about, you know, before that. It's just all about the greed thing aspect of it. And they're going for money wherever they can get it. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Okay, but hang on. The latest numbers come out as following. Yankees are worth $9.4 billion. Dodgers are worth a little bit over $9 billion. Giants are in the fourth slot. Hang on. The Giants in the fourth slot. Red Sox make about worth about $7 billion. So how can you say they're short on money?
Let me ask you this. Okay, well, hold on. You're telling me that those great franchises who've been around for decades, quarter centuries, they're worth less than the proposed expansion teams in the NBA? Wait a minute, Fred. Yeah. How does that work?
You know, what Art's talking about is that Seattle's going to come to the NBA and Las Vegas is going to come to the NBA. Seattle, of course, has been in the past with the Supersonics. But the bottom line is apparently the league wants $7.1 billion to $10 billion. So, again, if they get more than 9.4, Art's point is well taken. They're going to make more. They're going to be worth more right away.
What you want and what anybody's going to give you is two different things. You could put a jersey up and say, I want $200.
So what you're saying is it is what they're worth. Whatever somebody's willing to pay for it is what
exactly
it's worth.
It. Right. You know, you could put a jersey up and say, hey, I want this, and it could stay in your closet for 3 years.
So what if they get $6 billion? That means they're poverty-stricken.
Well,
that's already Moreno money.
Yeah. Hey, speaking about that, what do you think? There's articles all the time in the local Southern California newspapers about Artie Moreno having wanted to sell the team. Maybe he should have sold the team. I have nothing against Artie. It's just that it's hard for them to compete against the Dodgers. What can Artie do, if anything?
And you take $200 million, go out and find maybe some Dodger guys or some Astro guys that know how to build a farm system, and let's start from scratch. I mean, you got a great shortstop who's underrated because there's so many great shortstops in Major League Baseball in Nito. They've got a basic group of players here. But what they've done to Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani prior to him going to the Dodgers is just – it's ludicrous, Fred. It's so scary. We don't even know, you know, what their broadcast package is going to look like now. I mean, this
– Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that Artie's in trouble. There's no question about that. They didn't have, as of spring training, they didn't have any television package. Didn't have any television package. But hey, let's talk about the World Baseball Classic.
That was awesome.
Hey, is it true that Venezuela turned down the invite to the administration?
I don't know. I thought this was a pretty oily situation.
So I'm watching the game, and Venezuela's up 2-0, and the USA ties it at 2. At that point, I'm telling myself, the USA is probably going to win. They didn't. They lose 3-2. I don't think that Mark DeRosa is going to get hired in the next time they have the World Baseball
Classic. He's great at what he does on the Major League Network, right, Fred? I mean,
what I don't
the guy
understand.
Does a good job. He's what not a manager. I mean, Cervelli is the next guy we're going to hire, right, Mark?
And I got a problem with this because I think it was Stephen A. Smith that took a shot at Pascatino about saying if you're born in the States, you know, that should run more higher than your own heritage. And I totally disagree with that.
It's your heritage.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, this is what this country was laid out
on. Do we know what the rules are? Do you have to be a quarter Indian or a quarter Israeli?
I don't know, but if your heritage is up there, you can pull for it. I wouldn't mind playing for Team Italy if I was doing it. So,
Can I be a third base coach?
Mike Piazza played
for him.
How many of these guys would have made the USA team? Not all. Not, you know, certainly.
Maybe three.
So they had a better opportunity to play in the World Baseball Classic playing for Italy. So good for them. I mean,
believe me, you guys.
Oh, and you know what? Those so-called pronosticators that predict everything probably didn't even have Italy come out.
Did you guys watch the final game? Because there was a lot of Japanese fans in the front rows.
Yeah. I was a little bit surprised that Japan didn't make it to the finals.
Yeah.
bottom line, you just met Mark, you just mentioned Stephen A. Smith. So is he running for president or what? Who the blank blank is Stephen A. Smith? You take anything he says seriously? You know, again, I don't watch.
No, I never.
I don't watch anymore ESPN in the daytime. But no. Mark, do you watch him? Mark, do you watch Stephen A. Smith?
I listen to what he says only because you have to. He is the mouthpiece of ESPN, the mothership. And you know, I mean, a lot of people have been fired because of him. And, you know, I'm worried about my man, Mad Dog Russo, because they get into it sometimes. And, you know, the guy's got a lot of power at the mouse. And let's be honest, I mean, you know, whether he wants to be a president or not.
Marty, I think Fred and I are on to something with this. Is I tuned him off when he made a comment when the 76ers years ago got beat and he was on that wagon and then he jumped off that wagon. I mean, people take you serious when you stay consistent with things.
Okay. But does he say things just for ratings like the old newspapers? What was on the banner headline? Then you'd read about it. You know, it's like going to MSN and looking up a story sometimes.
No, I think
and they take you down some wormhole. It's nothing. Yeah.
He's a front runner and that's bottom line. I mean, that's the simple fact when you look at him.
Dresses real nice though, I've noticed lately.
You know. And that's what I think, Fred, you understand too when you watch him. It's just like he's all over the place and he does, and when he
How about that skinny guy doing CBS pregame shows, Charles Barkley. Have you seen him lately?
You know, I thought the talked with Dick Vitale on the first round of the NCAA playoffs. I wish they would have maybe focused more on the game. There were fans out there that probably cared about the two clubs that were battling, but they were just
Brian Anderson did not sound very good that night.
No. Let me tell you, the guy we're going to miss is Howie Rose.
Oh, yeah. One of the great play-by-play broadcasts. Yeah. Him and Bob Murphy, my favorite Met announcers of all time.
Howie Rose.
Long time doing. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia all straight away right now on Sports Overnight.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everybody, it is Sports Overnight America. Later, we will discuss anything and everything in sports. But right now, Barron Sports Trivia, where we see what Art can answer at 128 years of age, and Mark being the world's worst sports handicapper. And Art, of course, because you are 128 years of age, it's got to be tough for you to answer these questions. Legally, medicinally, what do you take to answer the questions correctly? You're holding something up. What is that? Okay.
Yeah. It's Prevagen. And what it does is it's a nootropic that allows, as we get older and we get all that albumin in our brain and, you know, all these things are keeping us from being able to fire everything properly, this stuff actually gives you a little bit of an advantage. And I recommend it to all our friends out there. It helps me stay up late at night for Sports Overnight America also.
Why do you take it?
I forgot.
That's right. Okay. Folks, you can email us if you like the trivia, if you have the answers to the trivia. It's sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Mark, you ready?
I am ready as can be, my brother.
All right. What NFL color commentator once said, the winner of this game is the team with the most points at the end of the game? Who once said this is a color commentator? He said, the winner of this game is the team with the most points at the end of the game. What color commentator may have said that doing color?
Hank Stram.
Hank Stram, Kansas City Chiefs former coach. Is that what you're sure about that?
I'm going to hang my hat on that one.
Hank Stram, is that correct, Art Source?
I was thinking it was one of two people. It was either Dandy Don Meredith or Hank Stram. So,
which one is it?
I say Dandy Don.
Take some more Prevagen.
It was Hank Stram.
Take more Prevagen. Both incorrect.
All right. Wow. So I'm gonna go with Tom Brookshire.
Keep going.
Bob Trumpy.
John Madden.
Keep going. What was that, Mark?
John Madden.
John Madden. Mark got it on the fifth pick. Thank you very much, Mark Mancini. That's fantastic.
That was the master of the obvious statement, huh? That's
anybody that listens to this show will say that Fred makes a mistake now and then. Art might make a mistake. Mark might make a mistake. So it's possible.
Mark makes mistakes when he picks games.
All right. Art, he said this. A high ankle sprain is generally higher on the ankle. What color commentator and a former player? A high ankle sprain is generally higher on the ankle.
If you've ever had a high ankle sprain, Fred's, it's almost the worst thing you can do.
Oh, I think I know this.
They take forever.
What do you think it might be?
I'm going to go.
Paul McGuire.
Okay, this guy was a former player.
I'm going to say Merlin Olsen.
Merlin Olsen was a former player, a Hall of Fame player, and a fine actor, too. Found out.
Paul McGuire didn't say it.
I'm sorry?
Paul McGuire didn't say it.
Dan Fouts?
They may have said it, but that's not what I have in front of me. This guy had a brother who also played in the National Football League for 10 years, mostly with the
Watt. J.J. Watt?
J.J. Watt. Incorrect. Keep going, Art.
Two brothers. Well, I'm going to go with Merlin Olsen because he had a brother that played in the NFL.
Rondé Barber. Tiki Barber works at WFAN.
A twin brother. Okay, there you go.
Rondé Barber. Okay, Art. Mark's turn. Okay, you ready, Mark?
Yeah.
You should know this. Which NFL wide receiver has the record for being a finalist and losing in the Hall of Fame 14 times before he made it in 2001. So he was on the ballot 14 times before he made it in 2001. And Mark, you should know this.
John Stallworth?
John Stallworth. It's a good prediction, good thought. He says John Stallworth, Art Source, who lives there near Baltimore and near Pittsburgh. Well, what's the answer?
I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins, Art Monk.
If I say USC, you'll get it.
Lynn Swann, right on the money.
Yes, sir. How could that be 14 times?
You know what's funny is I actually went to that dinner. Ron Mix hosted the dinner, who was the president of the Hall of Fame Players Association. And Lynn Swann, they had it in Anaheim. And Lynn Swann is one of the classiest people I've ever met. He's just a very, very good man. I think he ran for senator in the state of Pennsylvania at one point in time.
Yeah. Ron Mix, one of the few Jewish players in the history of the National Football
League. How many times did he get called for holding in his career?
How many times? Very few.
Wow.
Zero.
Very few.
In his entire career. Think about all the years he played. That's an amazing statistic.
That's pretty fantastic if you think about it. Okay, Art, are you ready for this one? This Hall of Fame NFL quarterback was the very first to throw for 4,000 yards.
Oh!
4,000 yards, this NFL quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback. We've mentioned him many times on this show. Who might it have been?
It's either Fouts or Elway. I'm going to go with no.
You know, I would have guessed Fouts.
I'm going to get it.
They didn't play enough games, though, Fred.
Well, Dan Marino. At the end of this guy's career, it is Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
The answer I have is Joe Namath, believe it or not. Now, he threw a lot of interceptions, but he threw for more than four, if the book is correct. I don't know. I didn't check in another book, but my trivia
book.
That was
the last time.
Joe Willie threw for 4,000 yards.
That was the last time the Jets were relevant.
At that point, they were playing 14 games instead of the 12 that when he started his career.
He sure looked good in the mink coat, though, didn't he?
Remember, the preseason was six games back then.
Susie Colbert's online, too, for you, Fred.
Funny, too.
You know, off the subject for a second, you know, we're talking about the world and television and the media and things like that. AI now has, you ready for this? People like Clint Eastwood and Robert De Niro and others doing commercials for back pain.
How about Val Kilmer making a movie? An AI movie.
Right now, and Val Kilmer doing a movie. How he passed away, of course. Is the whole world going totally berserk? What's going on?
Maybe we can have the AI guys do our show for us and pay us.
It's crazy, Fred. I know they're taking the signs down to Cesar Chavez. I'm going, what's going on?
Did he go to Epstein Island too?
Wow.
What is going on? He died in 93. So. The end of his life, he perhaps did go to Epstein.
What are they going to change all these streets and statues all over America?
You know, I was born in Venice, California. But when I was like two, we moved to what is now Cesar Chavez Drive.
I can't believe that. I said to myself, "Where are these people coming out of the woodworks? This guy's been gone."
No, it was a.
You know what it reminded me, Fred?
Is it one of them 93 years old, Fred?
You know what it reminded me? Almost the same, not quite, but almost like Paterno. It's like now we're taking everything down.
Hey, on this show, we interviewed Sandusky a few times. We had no idea years ago what right here on Sports Byline, we interviewed Sandusky, I don't know, two or three times on a couple of books. And he seemed to be a reasonable human being. And we found out otherwise. The thing is, Paterno knew otherwise. Folks, you can email us, sportsfred.
What's the longest mile, by the way?
sportsfred@aol.com. Talking about this, that, and anything in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. Okay, Art was a former professional golfer on the PGA Tour. He won $250,000 many, many, many years ago because he is 128 years of age. All right, we got the Masters in a couple of weeks, and I read, and I'm sure you played that course, right?
Couple times, yeah.
Okay, I read that they want to shorten the course, make it shorter, make it to under 4,000 yards or something. Why would they do that?
Well, I haven't heard that, Fred, but I will tell you, if you've ever been there, it was actually built by Bobby Jones on an old nursery. And it is a meticulous area with the most gorgeous flowers. I mean, every hole is named after a flower.
Former 76er, Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones. Yeah, that Bobby Jones, right. Right. And of course, Dr. J, too. He was involved in it. No, but seriously, it's a special place. It's a wonderful place. You could ask Condoleezza Rice because she broke the color barrier and the female male barrier by being a member there. And it's a special place in the world. And I haven't heard that they're going to reduce the course to a smaller place, but I find that hard to believe.
Again, we're 3 weeks before the Masters. Scheffler, who do you think would be the favorite at this point?
Well, you know, you got Scottie Scheffler, you got Cameron, the gentleman who won last week. What a great job he did, Cameron Young. You've got Schauffele. You've got about 15 to 20 guys that could play that golf course. And, you know, it's really going to come down to who's hot at the right time, because those greens, seriously, any golf fans out there will understand this. Normal greens are like stimp metered at 10, 11, 12. PGA Tour plays 13. At Augusta National, Gary McCord had one of the great lines of all time. They bikini wax those greens.
Yeah, I was excited that Sinner took the Indian Wells. I mean, tennis to me is the most, I mean, the mental game, probably the most mental game out there.
Oh, no.
And
no.
A lot of people don't understand it, but man.
Do you watch Sabalenka at all? I think she's an incredible tennis player.
All I can say, Art, is that people might say that hitting a baseball is the hardest thing. A moving baseball at 95 miles an hour. Growing up, I hit a baseball at 85 miles an hour. Sometimes I miss the golf ball and it's not moving last time I checked. That might be
I think that's what scares most people.
What about catching a hockey puck at 100 miles?
I don't know. Is Gump Worsley online too now?
All right, we'll take a break and come back and talk a whole lot more. Jeff Bellinger will discuss sports media, sports business, and then we'll close it out a little later, straight away, right now on Sports Overnight.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new Frosted Soda and Float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, spruce, spruce.
It's Spruce, the weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people, pets, and bees. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce, pet friendly, weed deadly. Find wherever weed killers are sold.
Sick of gray, gloomy winter hibernation? At Kohl's, you can make spring come early with colorful accents that brighten up your home, like vibrant cookware and decor, cozy bedding and towels. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save 15% on home purchases. So shop Kohl's Home Refresh and move on to spring. The weather will catch up eventually. Select styles. Offer ends March 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, Flo here to say that Progressive knows that life can change quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, like when I have to take my ex off my policy.
Oh, sorry. But yes, we can do that.
And can you send them a message and tell them that they have trust issues that they need to work on?
We don't really get in the middle of these conflicts.
Also, can you let them know that I was faking interest in his band and it's probably time to grow up?
I'm not going to do it. Just know that with Progressive, you can easily make changes to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Also, I'm staying in touch with his mom because she's absolutely lovely.
Bad idea.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Helper out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Welcome back, everybody. And we've had Jeff Fellinger from USC Annenberg on many times here on Sports Overnight America, teaches sports business, sports media at USC. Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Fred. Always a pleasure to be with you and the guys.
All right, so baseball comes back next week. That's the good news. The bad news is opening day. Netflix has that game. Nobody else has that game. The Giants against the Yankees. And later in the season, of course, you got the All-Star game, which I enjoy. But the thing I really enjoy, and I think most fans would probably agree with me, is Home Run Derby. And that's also on Netflix. And then, of course, it's splitting down the middle, not this, that, that. The point is, Apple gets some game, Netflix gets some games. Jeff, how can the average fan survive in an environment where baseball, all sports, selling their soul for money?
Fred, it's a question that comes up a lot. It comes up in my classes, comes up with friends of mine, and there's no real easy answer to it's going to get much different as we go forward. It's just the more outlets there are that have a presence and have plenty of money to spend, they're not sports networks, as you know. I mean, and let's think about it. How many people do you know that don't get Netflix? I mean, I don't know very many that don't. So let's presume most people you know get Netflix. I don't think the handful of events that Netflix is going to do in sports is going to be that much of a game changer. You're probably going to get Netflix anyway for movies and TV series, et cetera. But when it's split up and you have Thursday Night Football on Amazon and, you know, you've got Apple with soccer and Major League Baseball on Friday nights, it adds up. There's no way around it. You keep it for a month for a game you want. You let the subscription run out if you remember to cancel it. it's the world we live in, Fred.
Well, they actually have an app, Jeff, that actually sees what, you know, subscriptions you have. And it's amazing.
You're right. Right. Somebody saw a need for that app and it was smart.
Now, right. Can we get an app to show me what channel the games are on?
I mean, it's just, again, it's a fractured sports broadcasting landscape. Netflix is paying Major League Baseball $50 million a year for this package for 3 years that includes opening day, the Home Run Derby, and the Field of Dreams game in the summer. And that's Netflix. They like great stories, and they're about storytelling. And at opening day and Home Run Derby and the Field of Dream games, it serves their purpose, and these leagues are not going to say no to the opportunity to make a little bit of extra cash and just broaden the landscape.
Art Source, how much are you spending on satellite cable and the streaming services?
Let me get a hold of my loan broker. Well, seriously, it's upwards of $400-$500 now.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the bottom line I wanted to talk to you about, Jeff, is you have two key things happening in sports around the corner. We got the NFL referees. They're about ready to go out on strike. Very big situation. And then you have Major League Baseball. Now, when you have these kind of situations where labor versus the owners, I mean, it explains a lot about the sports. But at the game, the integrity of the game in the NFL is all basically come down to the referees. And there's been a lot of things that have happened in the last few years that have raised some eyebrows. Your thoughts on those kind of situations and issues?
Well, I think the officials, the game has grown enough. The sport has grown. It's popular globally. They're expanding around the globe, playing games all over the world now.
Full-time officials?
Full-time officials. We may be at that point, if not something very close to that, where you're basically paid like almost the equivalent of working full-time, and you're available for lots of seminars and frequent meetings. I think that would be a logical step. I think it would send a good message to players, to the media, to the fans that we care about the integrity of the game. And you know what? Not a bad balance when there's a lot of talk right now about these leagues going into bed with the betting companies and the prediction markets, those companies.
Your Kalshis and, you know.
And Polymarket. Leagues are signing them up. Like, we're warning our players about betting on your team's games and the sport, period. But we're also taking money from gambling companies like, you know, FanDuel and
DraftKings.
DraftKings. And now you have the prediction market, you know, players. So I think it would send the right message that, look, we're trying to take care of the game, the integrity of the game, first and foremost. Draw your own conclusions about the betting presence, gambling.
Mark, you're on with Jeff Bellinger talking sports business, sports media.
Well, I think, Jay, when you look at it, and Artie and Fred, I think we got desperate owners because we're up against a strike, a lockout, and they're trying to cash in on everything. I think with the whole Netflix thing, nobody can watch it unless you go to a sports bar or you subscribe to it. So I think, you know, people are looking for other outlets. I know I subscribe to the $5.99 a month Major League Baseball package, so I can get all their home and away
on SiriusXM.
Yeah,
that's a great deal. That is because you get to listen to the out of town announcers. I mean, it's awesome.
Home and away, and it's great for $5. It went from $3.99 to $5.99, but I don't think nobody's sitting home and watching games. You know, they're always on the go. But I think with all these streaming things and everything, and we grew up with one hat on a baseball team. Now we got five different ones, and military day, and this day, and that day. I think it's just, you know, the owners are up against it, and they're
Mark,
trying to cash
when
in
I
every
moved
buck.
To L.A., yeah. I was excited there were seven channels that I could choose from as opposed to three.
Yeah. So I think that's where we're going. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah. No, I think that's it. I think we're already there. You know, again, there was a time when people said, geez, you're going to put games on cable television like ESPN. You know, not everybody gets ESPN. And all of a sudden, you know, cable becomes part of everybody's.
When was the last time
Jeff, in that trailer in Cromwell, Connecticut, when they first came on the air?
Yeah.
They literally had 2,700 viewers for the first Sports Center show.
Right.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
All American
yeah.
Sports Network. It's a great story.
When was the last time you walked in a mall and saw dust on the jerseys that haven't been moved in a month?
Yeah.
We're talking to Jeff Bellinger. He teaches sports media, sports business at USC Annenberg, and so much to talk about. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, Tom Brady, color, Fox TV. He's got it in now for Robert Kraft of the Patriots, and now, of course, with the Ravens after the trade that wasn't a trade, or maybe it'll be a trade, but it wasn't a trade. The bottom line is he's doing the number one game. So my thought is, Fox cannot put the Patriots on too many times in the number one game, or the Ravens too many times in the number one game, because you got Brady, who despises both ownership groups. What are we going to do, Jeff Bellinger?
I wondered, Fred, right away when Tom Brady was announced as having a piece of the Raiders, that you're announcing the games, and how is that gonna look? What kind of a look is that? I went to Pete Carroll's class that he taught last spring at USC around a year ago at this time. And he had Tom Brady as a guest in the class via Zoom. And Brady gave a great, probably talked for 20 minutes, you know, just, I mean, great stuff about his career. And he couldn't help but sort of like how he talked about being a backup quarterback on a winless freshman team at Sarah High and San Mateo, and his greatest, biggest moment of his career, proudest moment, he said, was when he was named team captain at Michigan prior to his senior year. Like with all the Super Bowls, being the captain at Michigan. So I'm like, wow, it's good stuff. And but then when you know, and then the comments come and the back and forth with Robert Kraft and weighing in on the Raiders and being, you know, being at Fox, and it's just, I mean,
is there a conflict of interest there?
It's hard to say that there's not, that you're an owner and an announcer in a league, where your team is, you have ties, you have really strong ties.
And when
ties.
You criticize somebody, you know, they wonder if you're criticizing for what he did on the field or whether it was a relationship that you had with him. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, but
and I mean, $325 million tells me that Fox is not going to let him go.
Right. They've made a major, major investment. I think he improved. I mean, I think he got better. So I think it may come down to whether, you know, he wants to continue to have a minority ownership stake in the Raiders. I don't know whether the NFL will ever make him make a choice, but it would seem like that would be the easiest. Like, as long as I'm announcing for Fox, I'm the national color announcer. I can't also be an owner. Now, maybe it gets to where you can only own a very, very small percentage. I don't remember what his percentage is.
7.5% with two other limited partners.
So, I mean, I think he probably would say it's not going to impact my ability to call the game, or you just don't assign him to Raiders games. I mean, you just, it's simple as that.
Well, I think jealousy becomes human nature, guys. I think, you know, I see what he did for the Patriots. He really put him on the map. If you go back to the Patriots before he even got there, it was Mark Van Egan, Darryl Stingley, Steve Grogan. I mean, nobody knows that team.
How about Victor Kiam?
You know, John Hanna. Now we're giving away our age. But, I mean, he put him on the map. And I think people hate people that are on pedestals.
Nick Steinberg was a hell of a player guy.
It's that's the way I look at it. Sometimes you just got to block out the outside noise.
Hang on, Mark. Did you hear what he said about the Ravens when the trade was rescinded?
DaCosta's running around right now trying to figure out. I heard that one a lot deeper than people say. Honest to goodness.
Artie, if you're from Philadelphia, you learn to hate New York real quick.
Well, yeah, but the way they treated Crosby was not real good at Baltimore. This is coming up. I'm getting it from different sources, but they're all pretty much on the same wavelength. They did not want him. I mean, a meniscus tear? Really? You're gonna veto a trade over something that symbols?
How different is that than what the Dodgers did to Mike Piazza?
They saved two draft picks, two number ones, and they got Hendrickson.
Okay,
that's just called buyer's remorse. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Jeff Bellinger, before we go, $7.1 billion to $10 billion for the National Basketball Association.
Oh,
your comments.
Yeah.
Fred, it's a simple equation of just scarcity. You just don't have many professional sports franchises available. And so it's simple supply demand. We live in a time where we probably have unprecedented wealth in more hands than ever of people that have interest in sports. And you know what? Players now have made enough that their players in the ownership games used to be just almost a pipe dream, a player like,
right.
Wow. You know, Magic Johnson has a piece of the action here with the Lakers and the Dodgers. And, you know, I mean, now you've got the same guy owning both the Lakers, Dodgers, and the Sparks. And watch for the Sparks to be very quickly with all the free agents they have. It's not going to take long for Mark Walter to make an impact.
And look at what happened in the WNBA. I mean, they've got a whole new contract. They're rolling in money.
Yeah.
But Jay, with all that money, with unlimited resources and everything, what about the cities like Sacramento and Atlanta where they're dressed up as empty chairs at Halloween every night?
And what about the Pittsburgh Pirates? Jeff Fellin.
Oh, come on. That's a nice stadium.
Yeah. I love the Pirates too, Mark.
Go Bucks.
Jeff, we'll definitely do this again. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Brett. Appreciate it.
You're the best. Thanks, Jeff.
There's more on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Jeff Bellinger, who teaches sports business, sports media at USC. And as he knows as much about that realm of our industry.
I want my jersey back. That's what Matt Leinart said.
Darn right. Okay, let's talk about that. All right.
Wow.
Not only did he say no, he's happy that he said no, Mark.
And 96.4% of the people agree with him. I don't know who they polled, but I'm like, if a kid was really a great athlete and he wanted, you know, me and Caleb Williams' jersey, number 13 at USC. You know, I would say go for it. I mean, isn't that what life's all about? You had a great career. I mean, if a kid is really going to make the number look good, you might get mentioned a couple times.
Yeah, that was wild, huh?
But a lot of ego there.
I'll tell you what else is wild in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. The NCAA tournament going on as we speak. Bruce Pearl getting hired. Now, Bruce Pearl, his entire college career as a coach has nothing but lied to the NCAA.
He hates Miami of Ohio, too.
The punchline is he was pushing for Auburn, his son, at 17 and 16 to make the NCAA tournament. But now that he's working for the network of doing the NCAA tournament, of course, it's on everywhere, CBS, True TV, and the rest, TNT, and the rest. But the bottom line is now, of course, hey, he's a big fan of Miami of Ohio. Any comments, Art Source?
Well, you know, that's who's buttering your toast?
Well, he's just playing Jerry Tarkanian in a new movie.
Both sides of the Well, you know, Mike Mayock used to make picks in the NFL. On radio, he would pick one team, and on TV, he'd pick the other team. And I'm like, what is that all about?
The all most right, classic coach in college basketball history. I know John Wooden won the most. Had to be Jerry Tarkanian.
But he didn't make as much money as Pearl's making now. What do you think he's making? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't know. But
$3 to $5 million.
That's the way he fought the NCAA every year was just hilarious.
If Cronin's making $10 million, I mean, come on. What do we know about
him? All right. That's it for Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Mark. Laurie will be back in our next show. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.